a weirdo.
Extraterrestrial.
Murgatroyd. 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 This is Weirdos Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn, in case you hadn't already figured that out. I can't tell you why you wouldn't have figured it out by now, but some people don't know things. And I understand it's okay not to... What the... Sniggledy Biggs. It's like everything died. Everything died, but you don't know anything about it.
I think it's weird. Maybe that's why you guys call it 1-800-WEIRDO.
Maybe that's why. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, it would be a good explanation, so we can live with that. Radio Free Brooklyn, our 7th episode here on, 1-800-WEIRDOS Radio. I mean, some of you may have been following 1-800-WEIRDOS for longer than that. Maybe you already know that we've been doing Weirdos for a long time, and some of the same problems happen over and over again. It's a strange thing. It's as if we repeat our mistakes only to repeat our mistakes. You know, I try not to repeat my mistakes, but sometimes you just repeat your mistakes. You don't want to repeat your mistakes. I know it's not what you want, but sometimes it happens. And when it does, you just have to understand. You know, it's just the way. Ah! It really hurts. Why does it have to hurt so much? I don't know. Stop it from hurting. Please, stop it from hurting so much. I mean, now, you'd think it wouldn't hurt at all. And it doesn't. But it does. And I don't understand why. It's terrible. Maybe it's... I thought it would be better, but it turns out it's no good. It's no good, you know what I mean? It's terrible. It's terrible, and I can't make it go away. I can't make it go away. It just keeps being the thing. The thing that I would say thought my thunks and thanked my thank yous, and I just said, wow, that's too much, baby. Oh, that's so much better. Yeah, I'm gonna make it worse and then better again. Okay, now I feel so much better. Now that's reasonable. You can understand why I might want it like that. I don't know. I can understand. So you should understand. Okay. Just a second. What I wanted to talk about today, you see, was that we have a special idea for today. It's been really annoying me a lot lately. Maybe it hasn't bothered you, but it's been driving me crazy that I can't seem to get you people to leave a message when you call in. So what I'm planning to do is call out. You understand? I'm going to call out. And that way, I don't have to worry about, you know, whether you left a message or not. You're just going to get a message from me. And at that point, you'll just have to deal with it. It doesn't even matter to me, you know, whether you can deal with it or not. Now, I'm having a lot of trouble dealing with it, personally. A lot of trouble. I mean, you wouldn't believe. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Well, maybe they do, but they don't want to tell you about it because it's terrible trouble. But the point being that I'm going to call some of the people who have called us over the years, over the months, over the end and the beginning. I'm going to call them back and try as I might. We'll see if I can get some sort of response, some sort of idea of why these people are calling me all the time. It's kind of amazing. All right, so we're going to start with some of the recent callers. This guy didn't leave a message, right? This guy left static. All right. So now it's a little complicated here. I have to dial first, and I don't want you to hear the number, so I got to dial here. Hold on. I'm dialing right now, and we're going to be calling Howard D., you see? And I don't know what's going to happen, but we'll find out soon enough. Okay? It's ringing. It's ringing, and that's good. You can hear the police coming to get me, too. So it's one of those days. It's ringing. Everyone has voicemail now, I think, is the point, right? But you'd think if you got a call from 1-800-WEIRDOS, you'd pick up. But, you know, he's just not going to pick up, and we're just going to have to deal with that. It's just going to keep ringing and ringing and ringing. There's nothing I can do about that. You know, maybe a little bit. Maybe something about... Maybe I can, you know, wait. Maybe I can play some music. But I don't know. Oh. Please enter your remote. There's static on the line, even this way. You can see why there must have been static on the line when he called me, right? Never mind. All right, so that's Howard D. for you, staticky line. All right, now we've got Chris Kaplan, okay? Let's try and call Chris Kaplan. Okay, Chris Kaplan... Here comes a call from Weirdos. Okay. Yep, it's ringing. It's ringing at Chris Kaplan's place. I don't understand how it can ring this long. Wouldn't you think they'd have to have voicemail by now?
You have reached the voicemail box of 360-720-1544.
Right. Supposedly that's Chris Kaplan.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, Chris Kaplan. This is Jeremy from 1-800-WEIRDOS. I'm calling you on the air because you called us, but you didn't leave a message. You know, you didn't say anything when you called in. Here, I'm going to play back what you did there, but you'll see it's just nothing, you know. Wait, you said something. What did you say?
Yes.
You counted. You're
can
counting.
You hear me?
We can hear you. Well, that was your message, and it's not bad. I can't quite understand what you're saying, you know.
To send your message, press 1 at any time.
Oh, to send it?
To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3.
Well, let's
for
hope
more
that
options,
it'll just...
press 4.
Well, I'm...
To
I'm...
cancel, press star.
I don't want to press anything. I can't. But we'll hang up and hope that the message goes through. So I was wrong. Chris did leave us a sort of a message there. Now, let's go back a little further here. We got a call from Hawaii. Now, that was interesting, and there wasn't really any sort of a message there. But, you know, that's okay. We'll try it back. So, once again, we're going to call this number, which came out simply as County of Hawaii. Now, I don't know who would be calling from the County of Hawaii, but we're about to try and find out. So I'm calling off to the County of Hawaii that called in to us. That was back on the 18th. It's amazing to me. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is 1-800-WEIRDOS.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me? Hold on. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit.
Okay. How about now? Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the radio show, 1-800-WEIRDOS, and you called us on the 18th of June, and we just thought, you know, maybe you want to talk or something.
No, I didn't call you. Maybe somebody else did from this line.
From this? Well, where is this line? Who have I reached?
Who did you say called?
Well, it doesn't say. You see, they didn't leave a message, but they left their number, and it says County of Hawaii, but it doesn't say who called, and I'm sure someone really wanted to come on the air and talk to us, but I don't know who it was because they didn't say their name or anything.
Okay, yeah, I didn't call you.
But would you like to be on the radio anyway? Are you sure? Because it's a lot of fun. Really?
Thank you for calling, but no.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but... Oh, what a shame. That's too bad. We couldn't convince the County of Hawaii person to be the person that they were before. Now, we've tried Robin Hood. What about Francisco Perez? Okay, let's try that. Okay, we're dialing Francisco Perez now. Here we go. Let's see if we can get an answer from Francisco Perez. Hello? Hello? Is this Francisco Perez? Excellent. You're on 1-800-WEIRDOS radio. Are you happy about that? Or no, you're not? I can't quite understand you. You're making funny noises, which is good. But I can't really understand you. You can hear me though, right? The last guy could hear me, and I can hear like clicks and beeps and stuff. Are you a machine of some sort? No? You're going to have to do something more entertaining, otherwise I might not be able to keep you on the air, you understand? I mean, it's important, you know what I mean? It's not really that entertaining what you're doing here, and I'm halfway through an episode. I might have to call somebody else if all you can do is click like that. Can you at least click in a more interesting way? No, that's it? Okay, well, I'm going to have to let you go then, and we're going to try the next one. Okay, the next one is from Georgia. Now, did this guy leave a message? I don't know. Let's see. No, as usual, there's no message here, but I'll call. We're going to call this person from Georgia. Now, we don't know a name here either. This could be any Georgian person, but we'll just have to hope for the best, I guess, is all we can hope for. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. I don't know. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Jeremy from 1-800-WEIRDOS Radio, and we got a call from this number, about a couple months ago, and we thought we'd call back and see who wanted to talk to us. I mean, me.
I don't know how to speak English.
Well, it's me. It's Jeremy, the head weirdo from Weirdos Radio and 1-800-WEIRDOS TV. Somebody must have... Yeah, somebody from this number called on June 14th at 1:23 a.m. So I expect they were having fun. Do you know
I don't know. I'm speaking English, sorry.
But do you know anybody there who likes to have fun?
Nah.
You don't like to have fun?
I don't know.
Fun? Fun? No, I don't mean... I mean, on the radio. You're on the radio.
Hallelujah.
You're right now. You're on the radio live in Brooklyn.
No, not
at all. Yeah. We made the connection from Brooklyn to Georgia. Don't you think that's fun?
No.
Nothing's fun for you, huh? It must be a very depressing. Bye-bye.
No,
we'll go. We'll call someone else. Yes, okay. It's a shame no one from Georgia wanted to talk to us, but that's all right. We've got someone else to call. This is B.D. Thomas that we're calling now, and we'll see what happens. We haven't been having a lot of luck, but this time we have a name, so we might do better. You know what I mean? It's pretty loud there, huh? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Jeremy X from 1-800-WEIRDOS Radio. You remember calling us? B.D. Thomas, are you there? No, he's not there. He went away. You sure you don't want to talk to me? Okay. We're not going to... What? Are you there? Somebody's still there, right? Hello? No, nobody's there. Okay, we're going to try someone else. Now, we have a New Jersey number here. Certainly, everyone from New Jersey wants to be on the show, right? Let's see what happens if we try New Jersey. We're calling New Jersey. Somebody. Once again, I don't have a name, so it's hard to be sure... Oh, hello. Look at this lovely music that we get to listen to. It's a really nice piece of music, but I can't really say that I...
Hi, you reached Michael Smith.
Hi, Michael. No problem.
At the tone, please record your message.
I will.
When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Michael. This is Jeremy X from 1-800-WEIRDOS Radio and TV. And you called us back on the 13th of June. And, you know, it was after midnight, in the middle of the night, and we thought, well, what the hell is he calling about? And you didn't really leave a message, so that's okay. But we were hoping you might want to talk to us at some point. So feel free to call back, and if you do, please leave a detailed message about why you called 1-800-WEIRDOS and then we'll all be better off. Okay, bye-bye, Michael. Okay, that was Michael from New Jersey that we just tried to reach. Now, we're going to try to get through to M. Harrison. M. Harrison on the call-out show. It's a new kind of radio. We call you. You call us first, and then we know that you want to talk to us, and then we call you. So, M. Harrison. M. Harrison. M. Harrison. No voicemail, just ringing and ringing. Show's almost over, so that's good.
You have reached the voicemail box of 919.
You see, this is someone who doesn't even put a number.
9 3 3 7 1.
Well,
tone,
what can I tell you?
Record your voice message.
I will.
When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
I will. Hi, this is Jeremy X from 1-800-WEIRDOS. We're just calling you back because you called us on June 11th at 11 p.m. and you didn't really leave a message. So we're just calling back to follow up and see why you wanted to call into 1-800-WEIRDOS, how you heard of us, what the hell's wrong with you, and whether we could get you back on the show. But since you just let your voicemail answer, well, there's nothing much I can do about that. So we're calling out to all the people who call 1-800-WEIRDOS today and letting them know to please call back 1-800-WEIRDOS and leave a detailed message so we know what the fuck. Okay, that's the end of that message. So, you know, it's not going so well here. We're down to the last 7 minutes here, and we're just going to have to keep trying. I mean, I'm enjoying trying to get through. I tried to call some of the people that called a lot, and tried to call some of the people that called a little. Well, here's Esther Singer. Now, did Esther leave a message when she called? Let's see here. No? Nothing? Okay, we're going to try and call Esther. She seems to be local. We'll see what's going on with Esther Singer, huh? We'll just see about that. That's what we will see. Okay, Esther. Wow me. Wow me, Esther. Esther? Esther? It's just ringing and ringing and ringy-dingy. It's like I'm doing that Ruth Buzzy routine from Laugh-In. One ringy-ding. Hello? Ah. Another voicemail. Hi there. This is Jeremy X from 1-800-WEIRDOS calling for Esther Singer or whoever called us on June 3rd at 12:36 in the morning. We really wanted to talk to you. If you're there, you should pick up. And we could talk, we could sing, we could do all sorts of fun things together. You know, it would be really great. But you're not talking to me now. So call 1-800-WEIRDOS again and leave a good long message about who you are and why you are, and maybe we can arrange to speak. Or next time I call, you'll answer the phone. There's nothing I can do, Esther. I tried, and I really wanted to talk to you. Goodbye. Okay, so, you know, no Esther. But, you know, it's been a fun show here to try to reach people who called once upon a time. Here's a call from Colorado. Again, no message really left here, so we'll just see if we can reach them. And, you know, it's a lot earlier in Colorado, so maybe they'll still be at work or something. Nothing much I can do about that. But we'll see what we can do. Ringy dingy. Ringy dingy. Ringy dingy. Ringy dingy.
Well.
Ringy dingy. Ringy dingy.
Music. Music.
Hello? Hello?
Grabe su mensaje después del tono. Al terminar de grabar, presione el signo de número. Para anular, presione el asterisco.
Wow, it's Spanish. I can't even imagine. I don't know Spanish. I'm sorry. No habla español. Je parle français un peu. Peut-être en anglais. Inglese. You could speak to me. You called us June 3rd at 11:52 a.m. from Colorado there, Eagle, Colorado, and we're just calling back. So next time, if you'd like to leave a message in Spanish, that's fine. Just say something. Okay, goodbye, Eagle, Colorado. Well, we didn't really get anywhere there. So let's try again here. Oh, my. Hello? Oh, it's the Spanish. They're calling back. No, we don't want to talk to you anymore. So we're going to try something different. We are going to call Denise Mead. Okay, we're calling Denise Mead. She called us on the 1st of June. And maybe we'll get
you
lucky.
You have reached the voicemail box of
Denise.
7023343446.
That is the number, yes. Hi, Denise. Denise, this is Jeremy X from 1-800-WEIRDOS Radio and TV. And you're my last try today. I tried to call all the people who called us this month. And you called on the 1st of June. As I recall, it was 9:41 in the morning when you called us, at least my time. But I don't know why you called. You didn't leave a message, Denise. Which, you know, I wasn't insulted or anything. It just seems to me that if you're going to call 1-800-WEIRDOS, you might want to say something. But you didn't. You had nothing to say. You left a blank message. So that's okay. There's no punishment other than I call you back and hope that maybe you'll call 1-800-WEIRDOS and leave a nice long message about who you are and why you are and why you called and who am I and why am I and why would that be important and who would know and who could try. So that's great. We're almost done with the show today. So that's why you were our last try. Oh, dear Denise Mead. But that's the way it works, you know. So I guess we'll finish up say our goodbyes. Obviously, not to Denise. So that's the way it goes. Yeah, we got the number. And that's the show for today. So we really appreciate that, and we'll see you next time on 1-800-WEIRDOS, you know, here on Radio Free Brooklyn. This was the call-out show, and we reached one person who didn't want to speak to us and left voicemail for other people. It was totally unproductive. But at the same time, that's the way it goes. So please give us a call, and we'll be happy to talk to you. We really will. Please, please, please. Anyway, see you next time.
I like the sound of those scary.